How's it going, listeners? Welcome back to CuboCast. In this episode, we will be going over the newly released Modern Warfare 3.
I thought you were going to do the... Did you see in the show notes I put... In this episode, we'll be talking about the newly released Modern Warfare 2 DLC.
Yeah. I didn't see that.
I love how we're floating in a void.
Where did the background go?
What?
Whoa.
Our windows in the background are just black.
I thought that was only in our view.
It's not showing.
Oh. Ben, what happened?
The little eyeball thing is crossed.
No,
you broke it.
Oh. What about the other one?
See if you can fix it.
Wait, it was working fine, and then you hit go live, and it just stopped.
I think the issue happened last week.
All right.
Or not last week.
Hey, we're not in the void anymore.
Hey.
Now we're in
a mountain.
Or, yeah.
Or a valley.
This game is like MW2 DLC. Yeah. It costs $70.
Although 16 maps is a lot for launch.
It is. Yeah, I mean the maps are a lot.
It's weird. It's kind of, it feels like, I don't know. I mean, we could talk about it later, but it's weird. It's like it feels like a DLC, but at the same time, it kind of feels like a new game.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a weird in between.
It's an odd game because it's so controversial while also having people like it a lot at the same time. You know, so we'll talk about it later on. We have some other stuff to talk about.
Thanksgiving.
Woo!
It's almost Thanksgiving.
Excited. I love Thanksgiving so much.
So good.
I love those potatoes. Twice baked potatoes. Yeah.
I'm actually
Green
making some of those today.
Good.
You say you're making some of those?
Yeah, with mom.
Oh, nice.
For our Thanksgiving thing tomorrow.
Yeah, green bean casserole is really good too. Oh, and stuffing. I love stuffing.
Ah. So good.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm finding the...
Show notes?
Show notes, yeah. Oh, I gotta scroll.
Yeah. Okay. So we were talking about this a little before the podcast started, but there's been a lot of layoffs in the industry. And I think this is partially because a lot of what these big companies are doing is finally catching up to them. So I think last podcast, we talked about Bungie, right? Bungie laid off like 30% of their workforce or something.
Yeah.
Now Amazon Gaming, their sector or whatever, is... They're cutting jobs specifically in the gaming department. I can't remember how much it is.
They did like New World and stuff.
Yeah. And I think they did fairly well, didn't they?
They just released a big expansion DLC for New World, too.
When the game came out, it was huge hit.
Yeah.
Like, did it get over 1 million players?
It was big.
It was really, really big.
And did you know they added mounts?
No. That's really cool, though.
They finally added, but you have to pay for it.
What?
You got to pay an expansion fee for the mounts.
I wouldn't mind that if I was an avid player of the game.
That is
considering
true.
Like you paid $60 like what 3 years ago.
50 actually.
50, yeah. Like I wouldn't mind buying expansions if they added good stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then not only is Amazon laying off people, but Ubisoft. Wait, Ubisoft is laying off people.
Ubisoft and 505 Games
parent company. Digital Bros
is also doing it.
Which
their parent company
is
called Digital Bros.
Yes.
But 505... Oh, no, the parent company, Digital Bros. Oh, okay. I don't know what they make.
I don't know, but they're laying off a butt ton of people.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, apparently, it said on Game Informer that their Digital Bros was, like, they were responsible for, like, the Death Stranding PC port, like, a bunch of other stuff, like Ghost Runner, stuff like that.
Yeah. It's sad to see that the developers are kind of getting... the bad hand here, because it's not like it was their fault necessarily. It's these big companies.
It's the publisher's fault.
Yeah. So
why is this happening now, though? Because they're still making an insane amount of money with COD and all those things.
Well
that's
not,
COD's one company.
I think it's... Well, Ubisoft. What did Ubisoft do?
They've
recently?
Done Assassin's Creed. The new one.
There's Mirage that's out that didn't do very well.
Yeah.
Which
partially because it was on
predicted.
Epic only on PC.
Yeah, everybody predicted that game wasn't going to do well. Especially when they
I
had
didn't
nothing.
Even play it, and that's surprising.
What I'm hoping is that this... It's unfortunate that developers are getting laid off, but I think this may be an eye-opener for the bigger publishers and companies because...
I hope.
Yeah, they're finally... Or I hope they're realizing that what they're doing and the direction they're going isn't going to work long term.
This seems to be happening a lot recently. There was this big meeting with a lot of like Disney higher ups and stakeholders where they're talking about the MCU and just how they're all kind of screwed with what they're doing and like the push to like include different like groups of people in there for the sake of diversity and stuff
even,
that's hurting them.
Like I watched Blue Beetle yesterday. which is DC's new rebooted series for the DC Universe. And it was okay, but they, like, and I understand Blue Beetle is, like, a Hispanic superhero, but they, like, and this was, like, across the board, people thought the same thing. They just didn't have good writing. Like, they just pushed things, and it wasn't, like, the characters weren't developed enough, and it was just, like, the CGI mosh pit of, like, fight scenes. And I'm like, I don't know. It's just, like, it's unfortunate that these things don't get baked long enough.
Yeah, that's been DC for pretty much the entire time. They've been trying their universe.
That's like James the Gunn. Writer strike stuff.
Yeah, well, that actually... I know
and the dad, actor strike stuff, too.
Yeah, well, your dad actually thinks it's going to be good because whenever stuff like that happens, they start to come out with good movies again because the writers kind of like...
They get paid more.
Yeah, they get paid more so they care more and things like that.
I've been waiting for that to happen for the video game industry for a while because like how far can they take these ridiculous monetization models that are just so anti-gaming.
It's not, getting worse, too.
Not every game could be a live service, you know, skin.
They turned Ace or Assassin's Creed into live service.
What? How?
They were trying
with Valhalla.
That's not considered live service. They want... So you were telling me about the live service one they want to do where it's almost like MMO-like and it spans multiple timelines. Yeah,
Assassin's Creed Infinity.
Yeah.
They were talking about it, but the next one's actually going to be, it's called, there's not a name for it, but it's Assassin's Creed Red. I think I've mentioned it before.
Oh, the Japanese one?
I think it's Japan. Yeah. Which is pretty sick.
I feel like a noir one would be cool, like 1950s or something.
Actually, they did Syndicate, and that's kind of similar.
It would be like a prequel to Watch Dogs.
What? Yeah.
Actually, you know, Mafia 3 or like the Mafia games.
I actually wanted to play like Mafia 3.
Yeah, I remember I played that once and
there's the remastered version of it, but I don't know.
But yeah, all these companies are just it's finally happening where they have to actually face that they've been making terrible games for a while.
Yeah.
And let's hope that it happens in like Activision and stuff too. I mean, Activision and Bungie are they're owned by the same people, or
I think Bungie's owned by Activision.
Bungie's owned by Sony,
but doesn't Activision publish Destiny?
No.
Oh,
I don't know. The Blizzard launcher.
Activision sold Bungie to Sony.
Oh, okay.
Because Activision Blizzard was on Blizzard because they actually Sony originally had it. No, wait, it was Microsoft. Then they were sold to Sony. Then they made Destiny. Then Sony sold it to Activision, which then they made Destiny 2. And then they put it on Activision Blizzard. And then it was resold back to Sony.
You know,
I didn't realize Microsoft owned them.
Yeah. Well, Bungie was Halo.
I thought Bungie was Halo developers who went and started their own company, but maybe not. I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
Wait, yeah, Bungie.
Actually, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Because it was 303 or whatever.
505.
No.
30.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
But you know what? You know what else is kind of like scummy about that whole thing is when Bungie got acquired by Sony, Sony specifically told the employees that there wouldn't be any layoffs, which, you know, when there's an acquisition, there's always like uncertainty. And then that year, or I don't know if it was that year, but they got, obviously they did the whole 30% layoff.
It's the stupid 12-year plan that they're going back on now because it's stupid.
Yeah.
The Last Light or something is the final DLC for Destiny 2? Well, final. That's what people say that it's the final, but who knows?
Yeah, we'll have to see.
But the Game of the Year nominations.
They've been announced. I actually voted.
I did too.
What do you vote for those?
You go to the Game Awards site, and then you can... There's 31 different sections. Like, 10 or 15 of the sections are pretty garb, though. Like, best esports guy.
Yeah, that's lame. I just did
best esports team, blah, blah, blah. All these different things. It's, like, kind of cringe.
We might want to... That would be cool to stream that.
I was talking to Chuck about that. We should really stream it.
Get some
What is it? The Saturday before Game Awards. So, the Game Awards come out December 7th. So I don't know what days when, but we could do it before that.
No, I mean stream the Game Awards.
Yeah, we could stream that and we could stream the Game Awards.
Oh.
We could do like predictions.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
we can do watch the Game Awards.
I think that would be fun.
I don't know. Could be cool. It.
Yeah, we did that last year. That was pretty fun.
We got wings.
Then the Steam Deck OLED, which looks amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I really want to get it, especially that limited one. Mm-hmm. I probably have to get it soon if I'm going to do that, because it'll probably sell out.
The orange highlights.
Yeah.
I love
that. It's limited.
The thing is, it's a lot better than just a screen, because you get 90 hertz with the screen. You get way better support for refresh rate. So, you know, on the Steam Deck, how it goes down to like 50, 45, and so like 30 or whatever, you can put it down to like a single digit refresh rate, and it feels smoother. So they actually have slightly improved chips in there that are with
better
cooling.
It's improved chips. I think it's improved thermals.
No, it's a slightly newer chip.
Oh.
It's actually slightly smaller, and they have improved thermals.
And better battery.
Yeah, so the RAM is slightly better also. So, like, certain things, people were saying, like, they were testing with God of War 2016. Was it 2016? 2018. Then the first reboot there. And the original Steam Deck stutters at random points, like, during the cutscene. But the new RAM just gives it the slightest boost that there's, like, no stuttering. It's, like, a smooth frame rate.
Wow.
So, like, it actually, the screen overall helps with the refresh rate. And, there's this thing called frame doubling, which I don't even know, like, the entire concept of it, but basically, like, if you want to play the game at 45 frames, you put it to 80 frames or something on there, and it actually feels more smooth than just, like, 45 refresh rate. It's really weird. I gotta look more into it, and not many people are talking about it, but you can just make the overall experience a lot better and smoother.
Yeah, I think I might wait on it. Not that I don't want it. It looks amazing, but I barely use my Steam Deck now. Like, very rarely, unless we're out, like, somewhere, or, you know, we're on vacation.
On a vacation.
Yeah. But, I mean, if I had an OLED, I know I'd probably use it even more, because OLED screens are so nice.
And I saw Sam's Switch OLED, and the screen was amazing.
Mm-hmm. They're actually pretty much made by the same people, manufacturers.
Oh.
I think Linus predicted that or something. And they are, like, identical, except the Steam Deck one is bigger.
I mean, obviously, the Steam Deck's internals are more powerful, too.
Yeah, oh, for sure. So. And that one supports HDR, and I don't think the Switches does. So, the HDR also looks amazing from what I saw. So, just it's like a not mid-season, but like a mid-cycle reboot before they come out with the Steam Deck 2, which is going to probably be in, like, 2 years. But that will actually have, like, much better internals.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
You guys want to get into COD?
Yeah.
I thought we could probably just cover the campaign. The things that won't take much time, like the campaign and the zombies.
Which
quick.
You and I never played.
Well, we didn't, but I think day of release, I watched a video on it. And it was blowing up on Twitter or X. Like, people were just so upset.
I played it all in one go. It was like less than 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
And you never say that about anything.
It's so bad.
You always say,
it is rare.
You know, it was pretty good. Like, that's what you say for, like, the mid
stuff.
Or
you can be like, I liked it, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Good impression.
But yeah, when you say it's terrible, like, you can take Chug's word that it's terrible.
Yeah. I know.
Each mission was, like, 5 minutes long. That felt like it. They didn't have any substance. Like, the open combat missions are literally just mini Warzone sections.
That is so lazy.
Like, there's like 4 or 5 of those.
Yeah.
And those are the longest missions of the game.
I think back to, like, OG Modern Warfare 2, where you have, like, these super large set piece stealth missions. And they're all what do you call it? Like, they're choreographed. Like, they're so meticulous. And then you go to now, where they just throw you in a piece of the Warzone map and
there
say...
There are a few good missions. I do have to say, there was, like, the snow mission, where you start off, like, under the water. You blow up a bunch of cars. They fall into the water. You're, like, in, I don't know, not Antarctica. Like, a snowy area. And then you slowly work your way through this, like, tundra area. It's pretty sick. That mission is cool. But that's the only good mission.
Yeah, there's something interesting, and you said it's choreographed, and that's a good description, because I didn't play the recent one, but I played a little bit of the last one and like almost all of Modern Warfare 2019's. And they, you can see the care that they put into the older ones, mm-hmm. where they would try to make like every encounter feel like a real thing.
Yeah.
Like there's a guard in a guard tower or something, and they would make a big deal about like you having to go and like take him out.
Yeah.
But in this game, it's just like, oh, shoot this guy, boom, it's done.
Yeah. I actually heard a lot of people disliked how you were alone a lot of time. Like, again, I didn't play it, but those big war, those big map set pieces or whatever, where they just kind of throw you in and you kind of roam around. It, there's a clear difference between that, where you're alone, and then the story building when you're fighting with your comrades. Like, mm-hmm. in the old games, the old games, you got so attached to people because you were in battle with them. And even while you were in battle, you'd communicate with them. They'll be like, oh, throw a grenade here. Or like you were saying, there's a guy in the tower. They make a big deal out of it.
What is it? The first mission of the campaign. I mean, it's not really spoilery because it's literally the first mission. But basically, you're basically the bad guys. You're Russia, and you break into the gulag from Verdansk, but you're with like a group of other Russians with you, and you're slowly picking off people, and then you like rescue Makarov from the prison. It's a cool mission, and like you said, that you're like working with the other people.
Yeah,
the whole
those
time.
Are the
so
best
it's interesting.
Yeah, I just don't get the whole, oh, we're gonna reuse a piece of the Warzone map and then throw you in there. And then it's basically DMZ, right? Kind of.
Feels like it. There's little caches everywhere with armor plates and all these different things. It does not feel
so lazy.
It's
so
it doesn't
bad.
Feel like a campaign.
Yeah,
it feels
like
oh, we have these random missions you can play to earn some double XP tokens for multiplayer. Okay, thank you.
It's so bad.
Sure.
It's so bad.
I mean, to be clear, all of us usually buy COD every year, regardless of the perception, because we just all play together, and it's always a fun time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We say that, but we're like...
Last night was...
I wanted to punch my desk so bad.
Okay, so when the three of us play together, the skill-based matchmaking or engagement-optimized matchmaking, whatever they're calling it now,
SBMM,
is the worst it's ever been.
Yeah,
by
it's
far.
It's really bad.
When I play with like one of either of you, we usually are like pretty like even, mm-hmm. and like the matches are overall pretty good. But then when the three of us play, it's so bad. You can't even round a corner. You can't even show your finger past like an opening or else it'll get shot off.
Yeah.
Like the people are the sweatiest ever.
Yeah, it's really bad. And I don't know.
The Terminal 24/7 came out, so all the sweats are going to that.
Yeah.
So it's not as sweaty. It still is though.
But also like I played, so if I play myself, I don't even get mini campers at all. But if I play with another person, like I play with you, like either of you, campers everywhere.
Mm.
And I played with Sam and Keenan yesterday, Sam had just gotten the game, and it was the most bot lobbies I've ever played in. Like people were just walking around, like looking at walls. I could have thought they were actual bots.
Yeah.
There isn't any SBMM in war mode. Or invasion.
Wait, war mode
or ground war?
Is that the one? Mm-hmm. Who did I play that with?
You played that with
Zevi. That was actually a really fun mode. I don't know if you guys tried it.
I played one game mode. There's only one map though, so I feel like it would get old fast.
Yeah,
you can get challenges done really quickly.
I got over 100 kills on one of the times.
It's pretty fun, Matt. Pretty fun game mode.
Yeah, I heard if you want to level your weapons and you want to play semi-normally, that's the thing you got to play.
Because
there's no skill-based matchmaking in it, and you could still have fun with
it. I'm down to, like, try playing it a bunch in a row, just to see.
You level up a ton.
Yeah.
Because basically everything you do, like, levels up your gun, too.
Mm-hmm.
When you take zones, or you take, like...
Plus, if you throw decoys, because you know everybody's going to be in those areas, I wonder if that'll even help.
Is that still a strat, the decoy thing?
I don't know. I've been trying it.
It gives you XP. I don't know if it gives you weapon XP, but it definitely gives level XP. I just use it because it actually works well in hardcore.
Didn't you say that they brought back that awful map from Modern Warfare 2?
There's an MW2 mosh pit that you can play that has Farm 18, Crown Raceway, which is that doo-doo map.
Yeah.
No. The Mercado map, the Mexico map, the one with like the middle section,
the alleyway that everyone can
really in? Yeah, the alleyway for sniping for long shots.
Wait, they're bringing these back next week?
They're not putting them in a regular rotation. There's a separate mosh pit you can go and play.
Oh, the MW2.
In MW3 on those maps.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
Ah,
oh my,
what was
I don't know. I don't think that's going over the mic, but we're just hearing just this weird headphones. Static.
What in the world?
Ben. I don't know. Oh. That was weird.
I'm trying to think of what the other map was, though. There was four.
I thought they brought back the stupid highway map.
Oh, Shoot House.
Oh, okay. Shoot House is
Oh, fun. They have Shoot House?
They have Shoot House in the mosh pit.
I like Shoot House.
But you can't, like, you're not guaranteed to get Shoot House every time.
Yeah.
It's just a mosh pit.
Which maps did they pull? I know they pulled a couple maps because they were so bad with the spawns. I don't know if they put them back yet, but they did pull some. I saw an article about it. Yeah. Huh.
Well, I wish they pulled Derailed and the stupid
Wasteland.
The Wasteland map.
Wasteland is the dumbest.
Those
map
two maps
ever.
Are the worst.
That name is very accurate. Yeah. Wasteland. There's nothing there.
It's just a giant field with grass and
a
bunker
lazy
in the
map too. It's like, so bad. Here's a literal wasteland, and we'll put one thing in the center.
It reminds us of that one map from Battlefield 5, where it was made for vehicles only. It's just a flat field across the entire thing with, like, one little
Panzerstorm.
Panzerstorm.
From
yeah.
Battlefield 5, yeah.
We hated it. And
that was dookie.
This map is the same thing, except everyone camps near or in the bunker.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's awful.
Yeah.
Most of the maps are pretty decent. There's just some that pop up, and I just, like, I'm really annoyed. Yeah. I don't like the layouts.
I'm trying to think if there's any main ones.
Well, there's Skyline, which is really campy.
Skyline?
People...
Skyline. Oh, yeah.
Is it called Skyline?
Talking about the one where people go on the roofs?
Yeah, Sky something.
Yeah, I know that one. I don't know if it's... I don't
you
know
mean
the
Skibbity?
Name.
Skibbity, yeah.
What?
No, I know what you're talking about. Favela? Favela.
You're Which thinking
of favela.
No, I'm thinking of the skyscraper one. You're on the very top of it.
Oh, High Rise.
Oh, High Rise? Yeah. That's what it was.
That one is hit or miss.
Whoa. We're getting
I think
feedback.
That the thing is slightly unplugged.
I'm not hearing it.
Hmm.
That's so weird.
We're getting weird feedback.
Yeah, literally just you hearing that.
So when you did that, it put it only in my left ear. Something must be unplugged slightly. That's
I can
better.
Only hear my left ear now.
That's good for me. That's so weird. I think the
No, it's still
Now it's back
you're
to
doing
left
something.
Ear. So wait, what are you doing? Are you just twisting it?
Yeah. Is that good?
No, it's left ear only. What in the world? Oh, now I don't hear it at all.
Okay, it's good for me.
I heard myself briefly and then...
Is it glitched again?
Yeah, I hear myself. Okay. No, I don't hear myself anymore. What is happening? Do I shorten it?
Is that good?
I don't know. No, I don't hear it.
You good?
No. Don't hear anything yet. There
mine
we
went,
go.
Mine went back to.
Why
just
is it?
One.
It's shutting off. It's like there's a gate on it, or maybe it's just a short.
I only have one. Yeah.
What in the world?
No.
Wait, I might have to crawl back there.
No, I'm good.
It's like cutting in and out really fast. So it's good now.
It's good.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't really know what's happening there.
Shorts or something.
But
yeah, most of the maps are decent. I actually like Rust, not hardcore. That's really annoying sometimes.
Yeah.
Rust
is like the classic one from MW2.
They're bringing shipment back, but in season one.
Oh.
But they're not making a new shipment. They're just taking the one from MW2 and putting it in MW3.
Oh.
What are they going to do differently, though?
It's a really small map.
People were mad that it was a dark map. People want it to be brighter.
Oh, was it? It used to be a light shipment?
It's already small enough. I mean...
It doesn't matter if it's small. It's about the lighting.
I know.
To change the
that...
lighting in it, it could actually make the map a better feeling map.
I never had an issue with the lighting, though, and I played that more than anything in MW2.
Yeah, but do you remember the MW19 shipment? It was still bright. It was nice to play on.
I never played that, I don't think. Maybe I did, but I don't remember it.
Now the shipment in MW2 was on a random boat in the middle of the ocean during a storm.
Personally, I liked it.
Hmm.
I don't like Rust is a fun map. I like it a lot. But I think if you're going to play a map where you're trying to level stuff really fast, darker is better because you can somewhat like hide and get kills that you wouldn't normally.
Yeah.
Like if you're,
I thought it was pretty bright. I mean,
yeah,
the lights
I never
light
had issues.
It up. Whoa, Ben. What are you doing over there?
I haven't done anything these days.
Like I leveled almost all my guns on shipment.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. I don't
like,
know how
got
did
gold
that.
On almost all of them.
Yeah.
Because shipment was, I mean, last time I thought it was a good map, and I never had issues with it.
No, I don't have any issues with the shipment. I just, I couldn't spend 2 days just on shipment.
You're spending many, many days in hardcore, and to me, that's way worse. I can't even round a corner without getting headshotted.
I just don't like how campy hardcore is. I mean, it's always been like that, though.
It has been, yeah. But also, the movement is... You want to use the movement, but everyone just stands still in hardcore, so it's just extra bad because you want to actually move around and enjoy it.
Actually, speaking of the movement, we should probably outline the main differences between Modern Warfare 2 and Modern Warfare 3, which is
not many, but
the movement is huge.
Yeah, the movement's the biggest.
Like they brought back slide canceling, which I know a lot of players wanted. So I guess some players, probably the more casual ones, didn't want it. But I think it's a good thing because a lot of what the movement gives you is like, unless you're playing hardcore, if someone's camping in a room, you can slide in there, break their camera, and actually combat them. Rather than with MW2, you're kind of just jumping around, like, sluggish.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was still pretty quick, but...
What I've noticed, because I've played probably half my time on controller, and I haven't really used controller in a COD for a long time, and then the other half on keyboard and mouse, is that the sliding and the breaking of cameras only really applies to other controller players. If someone slides in a room, I can destroy them so easily. But when I'm on controller and they slide, my aim assist just doesn't know what to do with it. It actually physically breaks the camera.
Huh.
So, like, when you're fighting other controller players, it's amazing. But against keyboard and mouse, the people that are running and jumping, those are the easier ones to kill for me because oftentimes, like, it's just weird what they're doing and they're not aiming as well.
You just need to hip fire and then...
Yeah, but I love how people...
Depending on how fast they get to you.
Especially the people that dolphin dive and then you shoot them when they hit the ground.
Oh, I don't even know why people dolphin dive into a combat situation.
So dumb.
I mean, you break people's cameras on controller, but you can also break people's aim on mouse and key. Like, if someone's sliding left and right and left and right, unless you're, like, really pinpoint, you can break their aim.
Yeah, it really depends on how close you are. It only happens if they're, like, directly on you.
Yeah.
If they're, like, 10 feet away, it's not really going to make a difference with the keyboard, but... Well,
controller's best for close-up.
Definitely,
you get that aim assist.
Especially if you use an SMG. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, you run in a room and, like, you start shooting, and then all of a sudden the aim assist takes over sometimes, like, with, like, a third guy, and you're like, you're like, oh, where's it going? And it's still shooting.
Yeah.
And that's rare that happens, but sometimes it does, and you're like, wow, aim assist just totally carried there.
Mm-hmm. There's the movement. What else? What are they got rid
new
of the,
maps.
The new maps. Yeah. I think the maps are a plus. I mean, coming out with 16 on a game launch is huge.
Season 1 is supposed to come out with 3 new 6v6 maps.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then Gunfight comes back in Season 1.
I mean, granted, these are maps from old MW2 brought back, so they don't have to create. I mean, they're building them from the ground up, I'm sure, in the new engine.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not, like, creating
new
frameworks or, like, map. Well, you know what I mean?
The main issue with that is that they created pretty much the same layouts from the old map, but those old games didn't have the same movement. So now you have the fast-paced movement with the slower-paced design maps. So that's why oftentimes it's really unbalanced seeming.
Mm-hmm.
Like certain areas where it's like meant for camping or whatever, and then people are just sliding all over the place. And it's just it's a weird balance, but most of the maps are fun to play on.
Mm-hmm.
I think they also did a decent job at elevating or allowing for elevation in the maps because you couldn't really vault as much in the old games. I don't even think you could vault on things.
No, I don't think so.
So now you can jump on containers and things like that. So I think it works decently well.
Mm-hmm. There are certain maps, Quarry. I really dislike that map.
Yeah, it's the big maps I don't like.
Mm-hmm. They try to go really big with some of them.
Yeah, there's Quarry. There's the two deserty city maps.
Mm-hmm.
That are hit or miss sometimes.
I don't know if I have a map that I love.
Favela.
Or Terminal.
Terminal is iffy.
I don't know if I love it because I played it a lot. Especially, I played Terminal 24/7 with Chug for a bit yesterday.
That's where the sweats were, though.
And I loved it in the older game, but... I don't know. In this one, I don't like how campy it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know the older one probably was, but people will love certain angles that they'll try to hold the entire time. The map, I like the one with the plane. Afghan?
Yeah, Afghan.
That's a pretty good one.
Afghan's good. Favela is good.
If I see Rust in a core playlist, I'll be really happy. Mm-hmm. So that's one of my favorites. What other good ones?
I don't know.
High Rise can be fun.
The What's that deserty one? Isn't too bad. Like the I think you're in Mexico or something. The city, the town.
Which one?
With the bridges.
Yeah, with the two bridges.
Yeah, I don't know the name, but I
that one's not bad.
I don't know. I never liked that one as much. I don't really like how you have to go across bridges that connect like certain parts of the map.
People camp them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's the that one map with the water running through it with the giant bridge over you.
What is that one?
The people hide in that little house in the middle. There's like a giant hill that goes down.
Oh, the one we were playing last night, one of the last matches.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that one is fun at times.
I do like that one. It's just definitely hit or miss with campers.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of that one.
I don't know the names of some of those weird named ones.
It has that like sewer like section.
I don't like the sewer section though. Especially if you go down there and there's no way out.
Yeah.
There's people down there.
They also removed the do you remember the weapon tuning?
Yeah, I didn't like that.
I thought that was when they first announced it, I was like, "Oh, that's cool. You can have more custom, you know, you can customize your guns more."
We never used it.
Yeah, when it came to practice, it was like, "This is just too much. Let me just throw an attachment on." And like,
I would just look up a video on like the best tuning, and then I'd run with it.
Yeah,
but I did like when they had a specifically tuned blueprint that you'd get that was slightly tuned differently in a certain way.
Yeah,
I did kind of like that, but most of the time I didn't really use it.
Yeah, so they got rid of that.
They added the armory system, which once you reach level 25, I think it is, you unlock the armory. So originally you would complete your 3 daily challenges, and then each of those daily challenges would count as an unlock point for a certain weapon or whatever. And then after those 3, any win would count as an unlock point. And the unlock points would be like maybe there's 5 for a certain gun.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there were like half the guns blocked off by that, the armory. Definitely not all of them.
I'm pretty sure it was decent amount. I think it was, I looked at it the other day, there's 16 guns blocked off. So yeah, about half.
Yeah. The worst one was 8 unlock points.
That's for the VTOL.
There's a certain
there a gun
with sidewinder or something.
Yeah, I think that's the gun you were using.
Oh.
It was the 8.
Yeah.
The Karambit, I think, is 5.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and at first we hated it because we thought you couldn't use wins. We didn't realize that. And then we realized, like, how it worked, and we unlocked quite a few of the guns. Like, I only have, like, maybe 3 or 4 more to unlock.
Yeah, I think they updated it, though, the other day.
They did, yeah. They updated it yesterday to you can do wins before you even complete your daily challenges.
It used to be you have to complete your daily challenges, and then any win after that point will count as a point.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes the daily challenges were locked behind, like, you'd have to unlock a certain item in the armory and then get a couple kills with it. And sometimes I didn't have that item unlocked, so I'm like, I can't even get unlock points.
Well, what annoys me the most is, especially yesterday, after they updated it, the armory broke entirely, so I couldn't get upgrade points. I probably would have finished off all my weapons, because we won a lot of games, but I didn't get a single point.
I just don't get why... I mean, I don't mind it now, but... There's just, I don't know, there's no reason for it. Like, everyone liked the old formula where it was just like you get to level 5. What was it? You get to level 55 and you have all the guns unlocked, right?
Yeah. All the guns, all the tacticals, all the equipment, everything.
I mean, I kind of liked the win system. And I also liked the daily challenge one because oftentimes, outside of XP, you have no reason to do daily challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe if they did like additional things like I don't even know about perks. Maybe like the VTOL and stuff like that. Because that's, like, extra, but it just stops you in your tracks when you're trying to do the game...
For guns.
For the gun camo challenge or grind.
But it doesn't really, unless you're going in a very specific order. For me, I haven't been blocked by anything, because I'm kind of just jumping around between weapon categories.
Yeah. But they restrict, like, the Semtex.
Yeah.
It's like, or the Stim. I'm like, these are, like, base items that you have in COD. Like,
mm-hmm. I mean, the thing is, you could have unlocked it from... rank 25. So if you wanted something that was locked behind a 50 normally, you could unlock that like within a couple games.
That's why that's why the grenade launchers is having so many issues, because claymores and proximines are locked behind the armory.
Oh. Mm.
That makes more sense.
And so people are having trouble finding it because it's hard to unlock it.
Mm.
Hopefully they balance that in season 1. But that's definitely a big problem.
They need to make the grenade launcher to be able to destroy any enemy equipment more than just prox mines and claymores, mm-hmm. like ammo boxes, trophy systems, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I never played Zombies, and I know you'll talk more about it, because apparently it's really bad.
Like, I don't know much about Zombies, even though I played like 3 matches.
People were using it to level guns, and I know you were talking about it.
Yeah, they nerfed everything.
I know. So people would, what they would do is they'd go to the exfil zone, and they'd farm zombies with the gun for like hours, and just like upgrade a lot of weapons. But they nerfed it yesterday with that update. So wow. No zombies spawn at exfil.
No, they do spawn.
But less.
It's right? It's like way, way less. Yeah, people were, I was seeing people like testing it today. They were able to level about maybe 4 or 5 levels for a gun per like couple exfils. And now they can barely get 1 or 2.
That's the main thing that keeps me back from doing the camel grind. Or I'm doing the camel grind, but that's the main stopping point for me, is because I can't level my gun fast enough.
Mm-hmm. And I think that what that comes down to is also the skill-based matchmaking.
Yeah.
Because people were saying, like, sometimes they just want to, you know, come home from work, hop on COD, and casually level some guns up. Mm-hmm. But you can't often casually level them if you're, like, a semi-decent player.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get the SBMM. Like, no one wants it. Like, who wants SBMM? Like, it should just be random, where, like, sometimes you get, you know, you get a good balance of bot players and good players, and, like...
Yeah.
There needs to be a ranked play.
Yeah, that...
There needs to be a ranked play and a non-ranked play. And non-ranked are for the people who just are going for the campus.
Yeah, non-ranked has no SBMM. Ranked has, obviously, SBMM. I mean, it's ranked.
Didn't they put ranked in Season 1 of MW2?
Yeah, but they're not... If they are planning on doing it, it's not in within Season 1. It's at least within Season 2. Mm.
I don't know. I just don't get it.
So...
Yeah, the people who want to play like that should have an ability to play like that somewhere else.
Yeah, where you get bronze, gold, whatever.
Yeah.
But
it's too much, especially for casuals. I mean, Sam was getting destroyed even in the bot lobbies.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know how much he's going to continue playing it, even though skill-based matchmaking is designed to, like, make you feel good and get, like, a bunch of kills on bot players. It's not working properly. Mm-hmm. And, like, if it worked properly, I wouldn't have an issue with it.
Yeah.
But it's not skill-based. It's, like, put everyone who camps in one lobby and let them camp and, like, get super annoyed.
Yeah.
You know, and eventually, every once in a while, you get a map where you just destroy everyone and you feel good. You hop in the lobby next game, and it's more campers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It just popped in my head when you said have all these people camping. And I'm like, all the skins from MW2 are... In MW3, they get transferred. Like, the operator skins. Like, there's, like, Nicki Minaj running around and Kobe Bryant running around.
The
and
Groot one.
And Arius from Diablo 4. And they're like, what in the world?
I remember when people were posting memes about, I think it was Advanced Warfare, where there were, like, Gingerbread Man costumes and crazy stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, like, people thought it was ridiculous then, but they're still doing it.
Yeah. I think the only COD that doesn't do that are the Treyarch games, I don't think, as badly.
No. Black Ops Cold War didn't have anything like that.
Which...
They had moving skins that you could purchase.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like IPs or people or stuff like that. It's kind of like their own versions of the operators.
It's kind of weird. It almost seems like Treyarch is like the only one of the three developers that are like holding their ground on some of that stuff.
The only serious developer. Yeah.
They're the one that made the zombies, though. But personally, I think that they're purposely making the zombies bad in all these other games. And so when they actually make their zombies next year, hopefully it'll actually be good.
Let's quickly cover the zombies just to get it out of the way. So I actually haven't played it yet, but I've watched a lot about it, and I'm pretty involved in the zombies community. It's really bad. Like, imagine DMZ and zombies, no round base still, which everyone in the community wants back. Like, people want zombies back, but now you're just thrown into this weird hybrid where it's DMZ, but instead of players, they're zombies. It's just so boring and bad, and the story's not even good too.
Open and bigger maps aren't better.
Yeah, it's like, and it's the war zone.
You can fully
map.
Explore it to however you want.
Like, those maps from Black Ops 2 Zombies were not big at all; they were really small.
No, yeah.
Also, there's a 45-minute time limit on all matches.
Oh, They did this with Modern Warfare 2. Remember they had the Warzone map in DMZ, which ruined it for me because I don't want to play Warzone and then play a DMZ and be in the same map.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't know. I feel like they need to, they can't just use the Warzone map for everything, well, campaign mm-hmm. and everything.
I was telling Chug yesterday that the reason most of the stuff is bad is because the investors and all those people are pushing for mediocre stuff and stuff that promote more monetization over yeah. it. And Zombies at its core is a roguelike. So
yeah.
they have to understand what makes a roguelike good. But yeah. none of the people actually like make a roguelike. Like the last few games haven't been like that.
Yeah. It's like changing a roguelike game into like a DMZ mode.
Yeah.
Like, no one's gonna want to play that.
Mm-hmm. And like you need to be able to give stuff for people, secrets for people to find, ways to break the game, get really powerful and survive. It's a The whole point of it is everything's against you, but yeah. you break it regardless.
It makes me, it's kind of going back to what we were talking about with the campaign, how things were choreographed, things were like planned. I think back to Black Ops 2 and 3, those were like the golden days of Zombies where you would, everything was like, I mean, the characters had their own stories and every time there was a new map, they would pick out the dialogue and you would do a certain thing and then they, you know, the community would pick out the dialogue and try to figure out more of the story.
Mm-hmm.
It was like this massive overarching story across multiple games. And you had these big set pieces and Easter eggs. And it's not that they were huge. Like the maps weren't massive. Like think of Dreisendrak, which is one of our favorite maps. It wasn't even that big, but it had such depth in terms of story and Easter eggs and mm-hmm. hidden little notes in the walls and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just like, let's just throw them. They'll be happy with it. We'll throw them in a map with a bunch of zombies.
All the people are like, oh, I got an idea. This wave base isn't selling anymore. Let's go. Like, open world's doing well.
It would
let's
sell,
go open
though.
World.
It would sell.
I know, but yeah, they're people, stupid. They're not, I don't know.
I just don't.
They try to put the same mobile game formula onto every part of the game. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of like what the armory system is. As soon as I saw it, I'm like, this is very mobile-esque.
Yeah, I understand that, and I think it could be tweaked, but overall, I like the change. I think Black Ops 3 used to have something similar.
They had the Black Market.
There was a Black Market, that. But they also had upgrade tokens, so when you prestiged, you could put it towards one gun that you permanently had unlocked.
Oh, there's no prestiging. There's no prestiging again.
Now it's just level forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is it? Use the armory to permanently unlock something. Let them prestige and it resets your guns.
Yeah.
I want something like that again. Plus the cap's at 55. So we're stuck at 55 until season 1.
Mm.
Which I guarantee all of us will probably complete Interstellar before season 1.
I'm not really going for Interstellar. I'm just leveling my guns right now. I haven't gotten gold on a single one.
Mm.
I'm just trying to level them all up and then
if you level them up, then it's easy to get gold.
Yeah.
So it's that the leveling is the bulk.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's the issue.
Yeah. Yes. At least for me, the biggest part. Well, what made me stop playing MW2 was when I had to get long shots. That was just too tedious.
There's no blocker like that.
There is mm-hmm. one.
Well, there's the grenade launcher.
No, the battle rifles. I think it's the platinum challenge is 15 long shots.
Oh, that's
what's
easy.
What's a long shot for that though?
Only 15 long shots. That's only one of the battle rifles too.
Oh,
really? Yeah, every single plat challenge for every weapon in the game is different.
Mm.
I like that.
Same
too.
With the priceless camo.
Mm.
It's all different challenges, so you have to look at the challenges. It's not like the four base and the gold. The four base and the gold are always the same for each section. Yeah. And then once you get to the forge and priceless, it's different.
I think it's going to be, I'm definitely going to get Interstellar this time around because there's less guns. It seems like the challenges are maybe a little easier. It's just
with the exception of like some of the ones that are a little tedious, like the penetration shots,
which
I know you say that it's easy, but actively going for it, it can be annoying at times.
I think part of the problem is if you focus on just doing that one challenge, we call it the gold curse or whatever, where you just get so focused on one thing that you easily miss opportunities to get it.
Yeah.
And that's why with the headshots, like you were having a hard time with headshots.
No, it just takes a while.
Oh. I've already
50
got
headshots is
a
little.
I haven't even gotten to the third challenge. I haven't unlocked it yet with the gun, but I already completed my 50 headshots for the thing I'm leveling.
Mm.
So I'm just not trying to purposely go for it. Now with a marksman, headshot's just a one shot in core anyway, so I am going for headshots for that reason. but I'm not trying to go for the challenge specifically. Because mm-hmm. that, for me, it won't be as fun if I just sit there trying to get prone kills or whatever in a corner for, I don't know,
the dopamine of completing the challenge, though. Once you see it pop up, it's
it is really nice.
I don't know.
I'm excited to get Interstellar, though.
Yeah.
That's
the
then you can work for Orion once you actually it's just headshots.
I actually might because these maps are so big, I'm getting long shots a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't think it would even be that much.
You're so close. You're polyatomic.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I don't think I am.
What? You're working on polyatomic for Orion.
Oh, yeah.
That's just headshots.
Maybe. Yeah, but it's not all the guns. I don't have all the categories like that.
Hmm.
What?
I have them all gold and maybe even plat. Yeah, I have them all plat.
You completed all the long shots, so it's just headshots. Maybe the exception of the launchers.
I don't want to use Modern Warfare 2 guns anymore.
It's so boring. You don't have to. I'm just saying.
I mean, but I still like
you're
the guns.
You're like this close.
But I like
all
Interstellar
the weapons
better.
Leveled up.
Interstellar looks
cooler. It's something
cooler.
To work towards, I guess. I don't know.
I'm just waiting for... I'm going to do this, and then when Warzone comes out, I'm playing that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When is Warzone coming out?
Season 1, I think. Mm-hmm. But they're bringing back the old... Do you guys remember the Rebirth map?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that map was like prime.
I thought people didn't like that and they wanted the old one back.
No. They like that map and they like Verdansk. Those are the two like golden age maps.
Rebirth was the close quarters one.
Yeah, the prison.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually played that probably more than Verdansk, but I'm thinking they might actually bring Verdansk back because you were saying in the campaign they reused a lot of the Verdansk sections.
They did.
And they were like
Stadium,
more developed. They like actually redid them.
A ton of other places, yeah.
It's so weird that they remove those things at all. Like, they're making so much money.
Yeah.
Wait, you know what 66 map I want them to bring back? Superstore.
66?
Yeah.
I love that map so much.
Superstore was great.
I love that map. I wish they'd bring it back.
Modern Warfare 2019?
It was just a big store with, like...
Remember Superstore?
Yeah.
Aisles? The, like, IKEA looking thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That map was, like, one of my favorites from that game.
Yeah, that was...
It was so good. Map.
I mean, look at Fortnite. Fortnite brought back the OG map, and they had more players than ever before, just like last week or the week before. So they should do a map rotation where they have like Apex does. 1 month you have or 1 week you have Verdansk, the next week or whatever you have, or 24 hours, then you have the new map or whatever.
Mm-hmm. You know, Fortnite and Epic's ability for hype and that thing is like Marvel. And COD is like DC, that they really want to do the same thing, but they can't build the same hype.
Yeah, they can't do it the same way.
Like, it has plenty of fans, but it's just, they don't do the hype in the same way.
That's actually a good comparison, yeah.
Like, I don't understand why they don't just follow Fortnite almost exactly. Just, you know, bring the old map back after a while, hype it up with some event in Warzone. Because they hyped up the changes, like, for Cold War and stuff. And everyone was talking about it. Like, I wasn't even a huge Warzone player.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And, like, I even played Warzone just for some of those
events. Want Blackout 2.
Blackout would be fun. And looking back on it, like, I know people were meat shields. Or they were like, you took forever to kill someone. But it was, like, it was a good map.
Yeah.
And then implementing
it had all of our favorite Treyarch maps just meshed. It was so good.
You know what's weird, though? I found out afterwards a lot from, like, the Warzone streamers that I watch that Blackout was actually huge. Like, we got off it pretty quickly, but it was massive back in the day.
We just weren't fans of Black Ops 4 in general.
Yeah,
I was.
I know, yeah, you I got know.
You got I was the, a fan.
Whatever that what do you call it? What was the
Dark Matter.
Yeah. Mm. Which I think that grind was worse than even Modern Warfare 2, right?
I checked my hours recently because you can go and check like your hours from previous games. 120.
Oh.
It took me 120 hours to get Dark Matter.
Wow. I think I don't even know what we're at right now for Modern Warfare 3.
Not at 120, that's
probably
for
at
sure.
Like,
I think I checked 40? In... I think we're about, like, 40, 50.
Yeah.
You're only at 40?
Well, there's in-game time, and then there's the actual game time.
How does that work, though?
If you go to the stats, it shows you the amount of time you spent in matches. So the time that you spent on the menu, like, customizing and doing all that isn't the same as in-game time. If that makes sense.
But
like
really
whenever the match starts
in the
and ends, it takes that time and adds it to your in-game time counter. You can look at that.
You should count the rest of the hours spent in the menus as well, you know? Well, also, the menus still suck. They're still Hulu menus.
Hate it.
It's pretty
better.
Bad.
I'd say it's better, I think, from when Modern Warfare 2 came out.
There's a
that
glitch.
I couldn't even understand what was happening.
Where certain guns, if you try to put like an under rail on it, it'll kick you out of the party.
Yeah, there have been some glitches. I mean, it's not game breaking. It's just kind of like annoying.
Yeah, it's dumb.
And it's way more annoying when you're already like raging because of the matches you're in. And then that happens and you're like just staring at your monitor.
Yeah.
Wanting to die.
I mean, it's hard to recommend a $70 DLC that's basically the same game with more maps and guns and tweaked movement. But we also buy it every year, so we'd buy it anyway. But
yeah.
If you're a COD fan, you'd probably enjoy it.
If you enjoyed MW19 and MW2, you'll probably enjoy this one.
Yeah.
Because it has the movement from MW19. It has the map, like the what is it, the graphical fidelity of 2.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels similar. It's just pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an in-between. It feels like a new game, yet it kind of resembles the old game.
Yeah.
Kind of feels like I'm still playing Modern Warfare 2, but at the same time, it doesn't.
And it's weird because COD gets me more involved than any other shooter, even though I, like, it's not something I think about. It's not, like, something I look forward to. I know you guys do more.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when it comes out, I really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I stop playing it, I don't really think about the next COD. I don't really think about, like, I don't know, what they're going to do next and stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be the same, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but every year, I still enjoy it. It's still familiar enough that it's, I don't know. It's,
yeah. It's tradition, though. It's like, it's that time of the year where we all get it.
Mm-hmm.
We play late at night.
I'm eating some spicy noodles.
Yeah.
Which I have one left.
You have one? I have a couple
one
left.
Spicy noodles are so
actually,
good.
Actually,
I
might need some today. That sounds pretty good right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're, I don't know. Yeah. That's a good way to pay it. Say it. If you liked MW 2019 and Modern Warfare 2, you'll probably like this one. But if you're not, if you're like on the fence type of person, then you're not going to.
Wait for a free weekend.
Yeah.
And see if you like it, I guess. I don't know.
Like, if you complain about what COD is, run, die, repeat,
then
you shouldn't even be complaining about it anywhere because, like, that's not the game for you. So there's a lot of people who
all
do CODs enjoy
like
it.
That.
Yeah. A lot of people do enjoy that, especially with friends. Like, I couldn't imagine playing it solo all day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most of the time I spend my game time playing multiplayer stuff now, so it's just, it's fun for me, and I think a lot of people probably would enjoy it for that.
Yeah.
Or wait for Warzone. That's free.
Yeah, that's true.
That's going to be,
that
you'll
is
get
true.
The same
their
experience.
Their movement is going to be similar.
Season 1, people are expecting things to become a lot less sweaty, and I agree with that because it happened last year. Remember, that's when Shipment also released, Season 1, and a lot of new players get it for Christmas. So then there's a huge flood of players. Sweatier players go to like Shipment and other maps like that. And then you play the normal and it's really slow.
Yeah.
I remember when I had played Shipment a lot and then I went back to normal. It was so slow. It was like almost painfully slow.
Yeah.
Just because like everyone was trying to get long shots and it was nowhere near as hectic as Shipment was. So things will probably get better, most likely. Just because of new players and all those things.
Yeah.
And they're actually listening to the community. Like, even that update the other day.
I was surprised at that, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's different than...
not fully with the zombies thing.
No. Well, no. I'm not surprised at that, because
that's how it is.
The only reason they did that was so they forced people to actually do something other than just go to exfil.
Well, that wasn't good. I mean, the movement.
When the update came out, people were like, wow, this is an actual live service game with service this time.
Yeah.
It's not just they released the game and abandoned it.
If you go back to last year's Modern Warfare 2, Infinity Ward's like notes, developer notes and like updates, they were almost like passive aggressive about what the community wanted, which is weird because Infinity Ward's usually kind of good with that.
And Sledgehammer does a better job of.
Yeah, they were like, they're very receptive.
Like, and we changed the damage on this, you filthy casuals.
Yeah, yeah, they were, like, mad about it. And it took them, like, I think the first, like, major change that the community wanted took them, like, a year or something. Like, they just didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You don't like the game we created for you?
Yeah. But Sledgehammer seems to be doing better, which is good to see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And maybe they'll take the community in, into, or the community suggestions with ranked. Because a lot of people are wanting ranked.
That would be, that would be nice.
So that would just make things better.
Is that everything?
I think
we covered for the game.
Yeah.
So all right, that'll be it for MW3. stay tuned for the next podcast. I don't know what we're doing for that.
I'm not sure.
But
we're going to be playing MW3 like crazy.
Yeah. What is it? Oh, yeah.
Maybe we'll do news or something end of the month.
Maybe. Well, I mean, we're getting close to the Game Awards thing, so who knows?
Yeah.
But all right. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we will see you in the next podcast.